frustrating grace. Bible thought. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Playing games can be fun, unless we allow frustration to ruin the day. I've learned, for instance, not to go bankrupt when playing Monopoly with my wife. These days, I simply seek an early merger. Similarly, I've observed my own children become excited about new learning gains, but also frustrated by them when overwhelmed or tired. Regrettably, frustration can lead to the unthinkable. To a newly released prisoner, the confines of jail can seem more predictable than the pressures of freedom. The familiar patterns of behavior may displace newly won independence and enslave us. Tragically, we destroy the very relationships we seek because we've grown accustomed to dysfunction. We can even frustrate, nullify, or set aside grace. Through a miraculous vision and interaction with Cornelius, the Apostle Peter knew that the gospel was for all. Yet he was tempted to return to segregated practice when potentially disapproving Jewish Christians appeared. He rebuilt the wall of separation, abusing God's amazing grace. However well-intentioned our legislative impulses, righteousness cannot come by our laws, nor through permissiveness. To make grace a punching bag is equivalent to striking our Lord. Holy God, give us wisdom to see your way and strength to resist our former ways. In Jesus' name, amen. Barry Pointer, Kirksville, Missouri.